got some people here on the street. Do you guys mind introducing yourself?
Maria Muxie.
Maya Nadeem.
Aaron Kudla.
And what's going on here today? Why are you out here?
Well, we're trying to campaign awareness for the recent floods that just took place in Pakistan. I don't know if the international community is aware or not of the details of what's going on there, but it's a pretty dire situation. And what we're trying to do is just raise awareness with people, try to tell them where they can donate, all non-governmental organizations, of course. A lot of people have these fears that it's not going into the right hands or that they don't want to support a regime that's corrupt. Corruption exists everywhere in the world. If you're just going to keep shunning away charity like that, millions and millions of people will be suffering. And if you have the heart to help, then you should.
What can people do?
Well, we have here a variety of different venues where they can go and donate. We have a texting idea where they can donate $5 to 30333. And $5 goes immediately to the funds. The Canadian government is going to be matching the funds that we raise for this. So
up
hopefully,
September 12th, we'll be able to raise funds.
There are quite a few organizations. There's ED, there's UNICEF, there's Plan Canada, there's Oxfam, we've set it all up here on these flyers and stuff, and what we're trying to do is hand out as much as we can, try to attract people's attention to this cause.
Because even if when a 1 in 100 helps, that's one person that wasn't helping before. So it makes a huge difference. So even at the end of the day, we've distributed about 2,000 flyers, and if about 20% of that works, or if people start going around and they start talking about this at least, it's going to help out a lot. A lot of people aren't even aware that there's been a flood. People have stopped watching the news. People get so depressed just watching them. I don't blame them. People aren't. At least this way, this is getting out there. It's making people aware that there is a flood, and there have been a lot of people affected, and there's a lot of devastation. And we need all the help we can get. There's a lot of people helping internally, but we need help from the international community as well.
You can open any news channel, whether it's BBC, CNN, Fox News, and you'll see that the international community has not responded the way it should have, and as it did with Haiti, as it did with tsunami, as it did with Hurricane Katrina. But why is it that Pakistan has received the least funding? We've compiled statistics here, and they show that for the floods, funding per person is $16. For Haiti, per person received $1,087. That is a huge difference. There's not even a margin here. It just doesn't make any sense. Why has the international community been so slow? I think it's an excuse to say we don't want to support the Taliban and we don't want to support this regime, that regime. There are many non-governmental organizations that are doing a lot for the country. There's absolutely no excuse for them to be not supporting or not.
And these victims aren't affiliated with any terrorist organization or anything. These are just victims. These are poor people who already had nothing and now they have even less.
But the great thing is, too, that where we're standing right now, 35,000 people on average a day walk through this center walk. So today, there's a big live green event going on, which means probably about 3 times or 4 times that of people are walking through. So we're getting the eyeballs and we're getting people to, you know, pay attention to what's going on. You know, anything that we can do to support the cause and get people to learn about it and spread the word. That's what we're going to do.
I would add one more thing. Considering the fact that the international community has been stating that they're not supporting Pakistan because of its corrupt regime, I'm very impressed by the turnout today, not just with the way they welcomed us, but there were very few people who attacked our cause or attacked the idea in general. Canadians and various ethnicities crossed by us today, and they smiled, they said we're doing a good thing, and very, very positive feedback indeed.
Do you guys have any words on the Government of Canada's response? What's the Government of Canada been up to?
Well, from what I know, they have put in $30 million to start, and then they will be matching whatever every other organization gives them.
But that's only till September 12th.
It's only till the 12th of September. A lot was given to the other, you know, the other disasters. So again, there's a little bit of confusion there. Let's see what happens.
The Canadian government, every government, the US,
the UK, the US, Australia.
So there's a lot of help we still need. So anything helps. Even like people are donating tents, they're donating food items. So you know what? If people are uncomfortable giving money because they think it might end up in the wrong hands, well, there's just food, there's tents, there's a lot of other help you can give.
Definitely.
For real. And have you ever been to Pakistan?
Pakistan.
We're both from there, but we're Canadian now, so.
Know people over there?
Yeah. Definitely. Our families are actually back there right now.
Our parents are back there.
Parents, siblings, they're all still there, so.
What are you hearing from over there?
It's a
very dire situation. My father actually set up a camp which has 10,000 people in it right now. He is wading in water waist deep through disease, squalor, and you know, it's very horrendous to hear details from him on the phone. I can hear the floods in the background. I can hear mourners. I can hear people screaming. It's terrifying. And we're obviously scared for our families too, but we're out here, so we got to do what we got to do.
You guys are out here getting the word out. And is there any places you are, links or anything you could recommend?
We're not affiliated with anybody. We wanted to do this ourselves so that we could raise awareness. There are other groups that are actually doing it through affiliated means, but we just wanted to make the difference that we could.
Definitely. We have University of Toronto, Ryerson, a lot of universities that have come together. They put on fundraisers. People are having dinners, and we have actually an event coming up at Footwork Nightclub, 425 Adelaide, where we're charging $20 for the entire night, and featuring Tim Green from UK. And at the back we have Dance for a Cause, Dance to Save Lives, and Dance to Save the Flood Victims in Pakistan. So it's $20 all night. You come in, have some drinks, have some fun, and you did it for a good cause. So yeah, that's that. This is on the 17th of September.
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.